Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My Brain Trust members thanking me and congratulating us, I guess you should say, on our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We appreciate them very much. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here at 7 till. Bill Brandt's here. Bill's one of our great Brain Trust members, almost 20 years now. He's been hanging out with us. President of CEO of Development Specialist Inc., DSI.biz. Folks, he's a problem solver. He's a global problem solver. He doesn't have a peer in what he does around the world, and we're so fortunate to have his perspective, his reporting, and his wisdom on so many different things. Bill, thanks again for being here. We appreciate you very much. Bill, if you had said to if you or I, either one, were talking 20 years ago when we first started our visits, and we said, all right, 20 years from now, there's going to be Russia's going to be a problem. Russia's going to be an increasing problem. China's going to be an increasing problem, and Iran and North Korea are going to be months, if not weeks, if not it's already a fait accompli that they have nuclear weapons. One of the two of us would have said that's a crazy scenario.
I don't know that's the case, Jim.
It would have been me. You wouldn't have done it, I guess.
But here, look.
We got some bad neighborhoods out there.
We've always had some bad neighborhoods. That the issue is that the arc of nuclear proliferation began after World War II with the Soviet Union and Pakistan. Basically in the late 90s. Nuclear technology is not limited to the United States. At some point, educated people, and we've educated a lot of the world, it's not, nuclear chain reactions can be done. So the possession of nuclear weapons, I think, was inevitable. We're talking now, we're going to be running up to 100 years, in another 30 years from when they were first used. And, talk about stagecoach to automobiles, we put men on the moon in that 100 years. So
right. The
technology and its availability doesn't surprise me. The ability that the human race has had to contain it so far is actually rather gratifying. We may be at a point, as you point out, that containment issue is beginning to break down. That is the worry.
Well, other than North Korea and Iran, which are ideological, North Korea is a despot and Iran is in religious ideology, I don't understand China and Russia.
I worry more about Pakistan. I think
really?
The possibility of a nuclear war between Pakistan and India in the near future is a nuclear exchange, accidentally perhaps, is far greater than. I mean, the bigger powers have layers of.
But,
I mean, they understand.
And those are ideological too. But I guess what I'm getting at is, why wouldn't Russia and China at this point in time, coming up on the third decade of the 21st century, why wouldn't Russia and China say to the United States, "Hey, folks, why don't we just do business? America says we don't want your stuff. China says we don't want your stuff. Russia says we're happy over here. Let's just do business. Let's not. Why is it important? I don't understand why it's important to feel like we have to dominate.
I don't disagree with you, and I will tell you
at this stage in time, with the ability to communicate and to move money and ideas is the way we do, makes no sense.
Well, so I go to Moscow often. I stay at the Marriott Hotel. I get coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
When you go to Moscow, you see a very, very ritzy city with a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds you in many ways of New York or Los Angeles. All the local outlets you're used to in the U.S., the world has become homogenized and globalized. I was in Qingdao, China, a city most of your listeners have never heard of, but which since the 1890s has been the city that brews Tsingshao beer. It's on the coast about 100 miles due west of Seoul, across the Yellow Sea, and a city of 9 million, I might add, that none of you have ever heard of. That tells you where China's going.
Wow.
But, there was a Starbucks in my Westin hotel. I mean, so when you talk about let's do business, we already are. And the strength of those business ties is probably what holds a lot of the more rancorous aggression.
But
in
but
check.
When you got what's going on in at the presidency of the China, you know that's not contributing to what you're talking about. And now we completely left North Korea. Are you worried about how worried are you about North Korea right now?
Well, they're going to have nuclear weapons, and we have to accept the fact.
You think that's a fait accompli? That's true.
Yeah, it has been for some time. Just like we accepted Pakistan, and nobody rolled over. And
wow!
I remind you that Israel and South Africa have nuclear weapons.
So does that mean Japan's going to get them?
Yes, I think so.
Wow!
At some
Holy
point, Japan. But there's a way out of the nuclear impasse with North Korea that we don't. You know, we need to talk to them.
Yeah.
We're still technically
Hopefully that's what's going on. I hope so. Hey, Bill, good job today. Thank you so much for being here. Be safe. Safe travels and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Looking forward to it.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We always get smarter when Bill joins us. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.